Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, March the 30th, 2026, 11 and a half minutes past the hour. And it is, 56 degrees here in Marion. Not bad at all. Last Monday in the month of March, April, right around the corner, April Fool's Day, coming up on Wednesday. Now, what I do want to discuss here, we've got some clips to play, but this is not going to take the whole hour, so we will open the phone lines again. But I covered the No Kings rally downtown Marion this past Saturday in the afternoon. Now, before I say this, let's just be clear. Event organizers told me, when I first got there, I interviewed Kent Holleran about the time the event had started, right before 12 o'clock. And he had said at that point there was about, I think he said something around 100 people. As the 2 hours went over, I brought Kent back over. I think his wife was keeping track with a clicker of how many people were coming and going. And I also think Glenn was doing that as well, Glenn Coble, one of the other organizers. And we interviewed him later in the broadcast. And the numbers I was getting, some people were saying 250, some people were saying 200, just kind of depended on who you were talking to. So that's what the event organizers said. Draw your own conclusions on how many people were over there, over the two-hour period. Certainly not the crowd they drew last October when I covered the event. But here are some clips from that particular No Kings rally on Sunday. Let's start with a little intro of the event. So here we go, an intro from the No Kings rally at the courthouse on Saturday, this past Saturday. And here we are.
Hey, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio. And we're in downtown Marion, Marion County Courthouse. It's the No Kings rally on this March the 28th, 2026. What an event it is. A lot of people down here expressing their free speech. We're going to talk to a lot of people over there, see what we can find, see what we can bring to you, and what's going on in America at this point. It's at the corner of Main and Center, the No Kings rally in downtown Marion, about 40 degrees right now.
And I believe the first person I interviewed when I was there, as I said, right before the event started, as the event was starting, was Democratic candidate in the 86th District, Kent Holleran. So here we go.
Hey, Scott Spears here for WGH Talk Radio in beautiful downtown Marion, Ohio. A little chilly today, a little over 30 degrees, maybe approaching 40 degrees. It's the No Kings rally in late March, March 28th, 2026. And you can see what's behind us here if you're looking via the telephone, if you're listening on radio. We're going to do a count here in a second, but joining me is the Democratic candidate for the 86th District Congressional seat coming up this fall. And one of the organizers of this protest, Kent Holleran. Kent, how are you?
Thank you. Great to be here. I would like a little more higher temperature, but you know what? The weather is ideal.
Kent, as far as body count goes right now, and people are still coming, where would you say we're at?
We're probably approaching 100. It's still early, but we've got a lot of people. We had 60 people sign up on the website, and that's, you can usually increase that way, just people who show up by 100 or two.
What do you think of what's going on in our country right now? Certainly this week here in Marion and a lot of places in the country, we topped $4 gas prices. The war in Iran's going on. What do you think? Definitely a motivator for a lot of people to come out today.
Absolutely. And again, we're out here fighting for the rights of all people, the First Amendment rights. But again, we're talking about, the war in Iran, which is obviously brought about the increase in oil by per barrel, and of which then translates into $3.54 gallon gasoline by gallon.
You know, it seemed to me when these No Kings rallies started, I think about a year ago now, that they seemed to be Democrat-Republican, that the primary people who were here were mostly of the Democratic Party. With $4 gas prices, the war in Iran, a lot of Donald Trump's supporters have seemingly turned on him. Do you think it's more of a mix now, or still primarily the Democratic Party?
I'm going to say it's a mix now. We've always had independents and Democrats here, but I know a few people who, I guess the best way to put it is they have regretted their vote. They realize that Donald Trump has lied to them. I mean, his 3 points was bringing prices down, keeping out of the war, keeping out of the Middle East, and ending Middle Eastern wars. And it was also about the immigration. Well, he's, you know, if you want to give him credit for an immigration, which I certainly don't, he's definitely failing on his first two promises by his very actions.
Want to talk a little bit about here about your race, but I also want to talk about something that was done just a few days ago. Apparently, as we head toward the 250th anniversary of our country this summer, this July 4th, Donald Trump's name will be on the money. The first time, I think, in 160-something years that the treasurer's name will no longer be on the money and the president's name will. This has got under a lot of people's skin.
Well, this is pure ego of the president. There is no reason for the president to have his name on money, as you pointed out. And I think I read one article that basically said that you have to be careful of any flat surface or Trump will put his name on it. Well, apparently paper money is included. And the money will still spend the same. And quite frankly, you know, it's his ego being stroked by the current treasurer. But the simple fact is, you know, we got bigger fish to fry than his signature on money.
Marion County, Union County is where you'll be running this coming fall. And a lot of people feel that is deep red area. A lot of people voted Republican in these areas last time around. Do you think you can flip that seat? Is it a possibility?
It is a possibility. I am certainly going to try. But you know what? I need the help of your listeners. For any listener who wants to contribute, because, you know, money-wise, we're definitely struggling to get some in the coffers. Anyone who wants to contribute, go to www.Halloran4Ohio.com, and then it'll link you. There's a QR code that'll link you right to our ActBlue account.
Final question. What would you say is the number one issue here today at this No Kings rally in March?
I think the number one issue is the same as it has been. The number one issue is fighting for our rights and opposing, I won't say all, but certainly the majority of the president's policies.
Kent Halloran, Democratic candidate in the 86th District House Rep seat race this coming fall, and one of the organizers of the No Kings rally here today in downtown Marion.
Now, after we talked to Kent, I wandered over and ran into a gentleman. His name was Jim Clark, and he'll tell you why he was there and what was going on with him.
Hey, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, downtown Marion on this March the 28th, 2026, No Kings Rally. And we have found one of the protesters here. Who are we joined by?
My name is Jim Clark.
Jim, what brings you to downtown Marion today?
Well, No Kings protest. I grew up in Morrow County and live in Columbus now, and I came to where I felt I was known most and needed most. So,
I see your shirt here. It says Vets, Not Doge.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, to me, I went to the June rally, the Veterans Rally in Washington, D.C., and I had this made up. And, I don't know, several tens of thousands of veterans came there to protest the firing of so many veterans. They did it haphazardly. I know I have people that now have jobs because they fired too many people. And they had to recall them, move them around, and whatnot. So, but it was a train wreck of a firing.
Now, are you a veteran?
of sorts. I did my my 6 years in the Ohio Air National Guard. I did not have active duty that was not training related, so I don't qualify for veterans benefits, but I have many in my family who were. So,
what do you make of the war in Iran, the current situation there, and gas prices, which topped $4 a gallon in Marion this week?
Well, I believe it would. It's fair to say that it was a war to help Vladimir Putin. He needs money to fight the Ukraine war. All he has to sell is oil, and now he's getting a tidy chunk of money to buy up more weapons. So it was a favor to Donald Trump.
Well, I appreciate you coming.
Vladimir Putin, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I appreciate you joining us today and giving us a word on what brought you out here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And after this, we ran into a younger gentleman named Ashton at the No Kings rally this past Saturday.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, downtown Marion today, No Kings rally. Who are we joined by?
This is Ashton Seals.
Ashton, what brings you out today?
Freedom. I feel like our ability to vote right now is under immense pressure from the SAVE Act. I feel like the ability to, just go about our lives has been impacted by the cost of things. We've got a war that we want no part of. We've got, a lot of reasons to be out here, I think. I think a lot of people are here for family, too, because you got family that, they were on Medicaid or SNAP, and now with the new restrictions, they can't get that stuff. Basically, all of our freedoms.
A lot of people say, what will these rallies accomplish?
I believe that they accomplish our numbers. We get more numbers each time we have a rally, and I believe that in order to resist fascism, you need to have numbers. People need to wake up, they need to see what's going on around them, and they need to realize that our democracy is at stake.
Ashton, how old are you?
I am 40.
40 years old. Do you think this is the first time in your life, that your generation has got involved this heavily in something like this? A lot of young people over there.
Actually, I don't think it is. I think during Black Lives Matter in 2016, during Trump's first, I don't think it was this number. I don't think it was this great, but I do think that a lot of my age group was out there doing something.
Well, Ashton, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
After we talked to Ashton, I ran into a very interesting man with a very interesting shirt at the No Kings rally, or sign, I should say, not shirt. This would be a sign.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, with one of the protesters today at the No Kings rally. Who do we have?
I'm Daniel Dunn.
Daniel, tell us about your sign.
Well, I just want to thank Trump for keeping the price of gas down. He promised he would do that, and we're there.
What brings you out today?
Well, to be honest, I used to live in Mexico, so I've got some experience with foreign cultures. And when Donald Trump came down an elevator at the beginning of his first term and said, not all Mexicans are rapists, that really turned me off.
And here we are, how many years now? 10, 11 years later from that escalator ride to the presidency.
Yeah.
Did you ever think America would be here close to our 250th anniversary?
Everything has been turned on its head. Everything that the United States supposedly stood for, unfortunately, the Americans voted and put Trump in office. So that's where America is at the moment. I think the Iran war is going to turn the tide now. So in November, Democrats are going to take over the Congress, and that'll put the brakes on, at least.
And the future of Donald Trump will be what?
He'll have 2 years left where he won't be able to do much, or he'll be fighting and not paying attention to laws and stuff. And actually, in November, they're going to do their best to keep it from being a fair election.
Do you fear that we will not have elections, or that they will be unfair come this fall?
He could definitely try the martial law trick, especially if we're at war with Iran.
Now, what do you hope today accomplishes?
Oh, I'm not expecting it to accomplish a lot. But I just feel like we should come out and support. With all the ICE stuff going on, they're trying to intimidate people, make them afraid to come out and do this.
Well, I appreciate you being out here and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Now, there was an interesting chant that we were able to capture while we were there. Here is the chant that was being, chanted or projected in downtown Marion at the No Kings Rally. Love, not hate, makes America great was the chant if you didn't make it out there. Now, after that, we ran into three young girls, all 20 years old, from Ohio Wesleyan. And this was a very interesting interview, to say the least, from the No Kings Rally this past Saturday.
Scott Spears here, WGH Talk Radio, downtown Marion today. And it is the No Kings Rally on March the 28th, 2026. And we have three young ladies who are joining us here. What are your names?
Rachel Decker.
Lily Reinert.
Lily Bainline.
Tell us about your signs for people who are listening on radio.
So mine says the only orange monarch I want. And there's a picture of a monarch butterfly on it.
Mine has a picture of RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it says We Dissent.
Mine says when cruelty becomes normal, compassion looks radical.
Now, normally I would not ask ladies their age, but what is your age?
I'm 20.
20?
20.
20?
20.
20, okay. Now, a lot of people feel that people who are in their 20s or 20 are not engaged in things like this. What brings you out today?
We just saw they're all happening, so we thought we should do something and say something.
I think it's up to the young people and every age to involve themselves in the world because it's what we go into. And so we came out because our voices matter too.
Yeah, we wanted to show our support and just provide young opinions in this whole conversation.
What does Ruth Bader Ginsburg mean to you?
I think she's a model of what using your voice in a productive way can be, and a model of what perseverance looks like, even when it's not dramatic, even when it's slow and steady and long. And so I have a lot of respect for her and her education and how she used her voice.
This coming summer, this country will turn 250 years old. What would you say is the state of our country? How's it doing at 250 years old?
I don't think it's doing very well, and I think there's a lot of good change that can happen.
I would say that there's a lot of hopeful people in our country, and I have a lot of hope for progress, but I think stagnancy is the biggest danger. So I have hope that we can continue to grow.
I think we have a lot to improve on, but again, coming like out here, I have a lot of hope that we can make positive change.
Big news story this week, final question, is $4 gas prices here in Marion and a lot of other places around the country, and a possible war in Iran looming. What are your thoughts on those two things?
I'm not educated enough to share my opinion, but
I'd say that someone who doesn't have a car, gas prices is scary, but I don't involve myself in it a lot. I want to know more about it. But in terms of the war in Iran, it's really heartbreaking to see how we're involved in global politics. And it's really, really heartbreaking to see how we're presenting ourselves in global democracy. Because I really value international travel. I value international connections. And I'm really scared for what this can mean as we interact with other people around the globe.
I don't really have anything to say on gas prices, but as for the war in Iran, my heart just goes out to everybody who's been affected by it, and I feel ashamed of how our country conducts itself in this global politics.
I do have one more question. I lied, not the final question. Will you be voting this coming fall?
100%.
Okay, first gubernatorial race you ladies will be voting in. Looks like it's going to be Vivek Ramaswamy. He is involved in a primary, but against Amy Acton. Who will you vote for, or do you know at this point? It's okay to say you don't know, and why will you vote for that person?
Again, I need to educate myself, so I'm not sure yet.
Nothing wrong with that answer?
I'm actually from Missouri, so I'll be voting in a different race, but I'll be voting for the candidate that supports my views.
I need to do some more research.
All right. Missouri, what are you doing here from Missouri?
I'm a college student here. I go to Ohio Wesleyan University.
Oh, very nice. Thank you, ladies, for coming over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting young group there, and then we stumbled upon one of the event organizers and one of our good friends here at the station, did a show here for many years, Glenn Coble at the No Kings rally this past Saturday in downtown Marion.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, downtown Marion. No Kings rally, March the 28th, 2026. Looks like we're at about 250, approaching 300 people now. One of the organizers, a man who's been here at every No Kings rally, as far as I know. Certainly we have interviewed him at every No Kings rally. Glenn Coble, what do you make of the turnout today on this chilly day, about 40 degrees right now?
Well, I was hoping for 2,000, but we'll take 300. That would be good. And the crowd is very enthusiastic.
The big concern in the country right now certainly is $4 gasoline. That hurts everybody. That hits everybody. And the war in Iran. What are your thoughts on those two issues?
Well, I can pay $4 a gallon, but if we could get the war over with, that would make me feel good. I just hate the idea that we even are going to war. I was in the Army during the Vietnam War, and it makes you kind of tired to hear about war.
How do you feel? We learned on Thursday that President Trump's name will be on the money coming up this summer. First time, I think, in 165 years, the treasurer's name will no longer be on the money.
Well, I decided that I will no longer take any of those bills. I'm not going to use one of those bills.
You will not use cash that has Trump's name on it?
I will not.
Really?
Yeah.
So if somebody is at the store and you pay with cash and they hand you a Trump bill...
Well, they keep saying it's $100 on the $100 bill. And if it is on the $100 bill, I'm not rich enough to have $100 bills. But, yeah, I'm not going to use any bill that has his name on it.
A wide-ranging group of people out here today, wide-ranging ages, the ladies we just spoke to, all 20 years old. Why? Why does this hit everybody? Somebody who's about to turn 80 to people who are in their 20s.
Oh, sure. You had to tell everybody that, right?
No, shut up. Send birthday cards.
Now, what was the question again? I'm
sorry. Wide-ranging ages.
Yeah. The ranging of ages is much like when I was in the Vietnam era. We had people at protests there that were infants all the way up. And we're doing it again. And that's because this problem strikes everybody. Everybody wants love. We want people to get along. And our fearless leader, and I say that with an air, whatever they're called, quotes, has decided to put us into a war that he's not allowed to do. And I think the entire United States of America realizes that.
What can these protests accomplish? What do you hope this accomplishes today and these protests going on all around the country?
Well, number one, I hope it gets the ear of Jim Jordan, one of our representatives, who seems to be a solid brick wall when it comes to empathy and sympathy and democracy. And that's, I hope it gets to our congressman. I have no doubt it will never get to the White House. They don't give a darn. And so we're hoping that our representatives and our state representatives hear us complaining.
What would you say to people who are hearing this right now and feel helpless in this moment in our country?
Well, I'm involved with Citizens for Democracy, and you're always, by the way, you're always welcome to come to one of our meetings that happen on Saturdays. Check us on the Facebook. And I'll have the date or location and time. But a lot of people liking us. What were we talking about?
How do people get involved who feel hopeless?
Okay, hopelessness. I don't feel alone. I'm involved, heavily involved, and I feel hopeless. But what I do is I take a 10-minute nap, and I wake up and I say, I'm going to go do something. And this is one of the things I do, and I do several other small things to help democracy.
If President Trump were standing here right now, what would you say to him?
I would walk away.
Wouldn't even shake his hand?
No, ma'am. No, sir.
No, ma'am. No, sir. Whatever. Glenn Coble down here in downtown Marion.
Glenn Coble at the No Kings rally this past Saturday in Marion, and here was our outro from that particular event this past Saturday.
Hey, Scott Spears here in beautiful downtown Marion, where Maine meets center, the Marion County Courthouse, and it has been the No Kings Rally 2026, March the 28th, 2026. Look at this crowd across the way. Somewhere between 200 and 300 people came out today. We talked to people ages 20 to 80, and what did we find out? We found out that they are here for gas prices, they are here for the Iranian war, they are here for democracy, they don't want a king, they don't like the president, and they are here and they're willing to protest, and the racket is still going along. Now, you can get free pins here. This one is in commemoration of the rally today, being held on March the 28th, 2026. And this one, because there has been a question of, are protesters paid? Unpaid peaceful protester with a peace sign on it. What a day it has been here in downtown Marion. It is something else. And I guess the conversation will continue on. The bullhorn will continue on. The honking will continue on. The protesting will continue on. And where will the country end up? I guess we'll find out. But for this day, Scott Spears, downtown Marion, No Kings Rally, heading for the dugout.
And that was our reporting from the No Kings Rally this past Saturday in downtown Marion. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As we approach 37 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Anybody have any thoughts from the interviews there? Or anything else going on in the world? Now, they gave me the buttons I was talking about in the interview there at the end. One of them has a crown, and it has an X over it. March 28th, no thrones, no crowns, no kings, 2026. An unpaid peaceful protester with a peace sign on it was the other button. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm going to be quick because I want to hear what everyone else has to say. But did you happen to notice the sheriff giving kids a hard time for using sidewalk chalk?
You know, I saw the sheriff. I didn't see that. I saw him there, though. I saw Chief McDonald there. I didn't see any. There was one dust-up where two people were having a verbal argument. But other than that, I didn't see anything.
Was it like a Trump person and a... protester, or what was the
Yeah, what happened was, and I was standing across the street, there was a person wrapped in a Trump flag. Now, they were not with all the other protesters, they were across the street, and one of the protesters, I don't think it came to any kind of physical confrontation, I think it just was a back and forth. But Chief McDonald went over and broke that up.
I don't know why people just can't ignore that stuff, but to each their own. I was just wondering, someone sent me some messages and said that there are kids that are riding on the sidewalk and that Sheriff Bales came up and told them to stop riding on the sidewalk because it was defacing public property.
I did not see that. As a matter of fact, I saw Sheriff Bales. He was there for most of the event, if not all the event. And even in that matter, when Chief McDonald had it, I don't even think he went over there and got involved in that matter. So I didn't see that.
You think they flocked anybody?
According to them, no.
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 Anyway, on that, I just wanted to know if you saw children getting accosted or not, because people told me, more than one person told me that it happened. So if we're giving kids a hard time that are down there writing on sidewalks with sidewalk chalk, I don't think that's really going to set them up to love law enforcement in the future.
No, I didn't. But before, and we'll move on to other people here, but you did send me that story.
It happened.
I doubt that it happened, but for people who were interested, it did project Weslin as getting more votes, and
yes.
So it's and it was, so I didn't see that part, so we don't really know who put it out, though, right?
The poll?
Yeah.
It's Marion Patriot Network, and Robert Landon, and I think it might even be Cody, run that page.
Oh, okay.
So Robert Landon has like three different pages that he runs.
So have they endorsed her? I don't want to be wrong on this.
They're Weslin friendly, yes.
Okay. So they ran the
poll.
They're
friends with Wesley.
They ran the poll that showed her in the lead that
yes,
the candidate
and the people,
they endorse.
People that I know that are supporting Weslin heavily affiliate heavily with those pages, that Swamp Fox page and that Marion Patriots. This is what I wish people knew or would ask, is when you see these pages, ask who runs them, and if they won't tell you, then that should at least raise a red flag.
Why do you think they don't do the slashes and the negativity and the endorsements under their own name?
Because who cares what Robert Landon thinks? Who cares what Cody thinks as far as an endorsement goes? I mean, it's, you know, I call and say vote for Schauber, but I'm willing to put my name to it. You know what I mean? So, but who cares what I think?
Well, I guess
as far as that goes, you know?
Well,
I mean, there's mixed opinions about Robert Landon. Well, I shouldn't say mixed. I'd say it's more like 80-20 about Robert Landon. So when you start attaching his name to things, people might vote the opposite just because it's him. And there's findings from the state auditor against him. My understanding is Cody had a little bit of a controversial run out at River Valley School Board, so, you know, he might have some political opponents there that he wouldn't want to attach his name specifically to an endorsement. And then, like, the other guy that runs it, he doesn't even live in Marion. Some of these people don't even live in Marion,
well,
so I don't understand what their fascination with Marion politics are.
And again, I don't know this for sure, but what isn't it true that one of these people was out canvassing for Wesleyan?
That I do not know.
I thought I had heard that somewhere. Now, I could be wrong about that.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. And you know what? Good for them, but I just don't understand like the whole cover of Night thing, because when you go to the Marion Star, typically you know who wrote the article.
Well, they signed their name to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's no name signed to it, then you know it was likely mostly AI-generated.
Right.
But, yeah, why people won't attach their names to things, you know, if you heard something on the 6 o'clock news, and you didn't see a name, and you didn't see a face, and they wouldn't tell you who it was that was reporting it, would you take it as seriously?
Well, no, and I think that's the issue here, which is kind of strange, is that I think there's, like with this, when you showed me this poll, and I haven't had much of a chance to look at it, but what is strange, usually an organization that has endorsed a candidate does not do a poll for that candidate, because obviously the people who would be coming to your page to look at it, I would guess,
well,
would be supportive.
That's when you get into your Facebook metrics, Scott, and those are the kind of things that bring people to your page, and they come back to your page to continue to look and see if their candidate of choice is winning. And
well, I guess there's that.
Those clicks and views bring more clicks and views.
Well, and I guess the other
thing... polls are a good way to do that. Facebook even tells you, if you want interactions, run a poll.
Well, and from what you sent me, the only odd thing about it to me is, and people can do whatever they want, is that this idea that the Republicans have, are they voted for Ben Weber in this poll, it seems...
isn't that giggle-worthy, though? Come on now.
Well, yeah, it's silly, but the fact that that's highlighted in this kind of speaks to the narrative of, you know, Wesleyan's the outsider, and look at this, and look what the Republicans are doing behind the scenes. It kind of speaks to that thing, but, you know, I don't know that it just seems very odd.
Well, you know, I mean, this whole election, this is all just odd. The way they can't keep it together to present a united front. I mean, I don't know, and now that you were starting to mention that this is sort of, I don't want to say a setup, but I know how Facebook works, and now I'm thinking about it, that being a Wesleyan-friendly page, did Wesleyan ask him to run the poll to make her look like she's, you know, in the lead, and she's the team to be with? I don't know. I'm waiting for the third guy.
Well, like I said, it's just strange to me, and again, I have no proof of anything, that if you are a Wesleyan-friendly page and you run a poll that Wesleyan wins, and all of a sudden now you're doing a story on the Republican Party, which you feel's against her anyway, voting for the other guy, highlighting that fact. You know, it just seems like all positive. Have they ever run a negative story on her?
I don't know. I'm blocking that page.
Well, I don't even know how to get to the page, but...
Hey, you might be blocked, too. That might be what that means.
I don't know if I'm blocked, but, yeah.
But, you know, I just wish that people, when considering these things, they would consider the sources of information. They would consider the fact that people will not attach their names to these things, but they'll pump out those quote-unquote stories.
Here's what I will say, because you were talking about the dirt earlier on from the night at Heritage Hall. What I will say is what I learned was some private conversations that were had with the League of Women Voters that were never reported on, and I can't report on now because, again, I know how to stay off the record. There were some private conversations between alleged, I guess they were candidates that were had. I was told about some... behaviors by some candidates toward other Republicans in these Republican primaries. And I'll tell you, it's a very enlightening thing when you hear these stories.
So do you think that these stories are widespread enough that they will affect the vote?
The stories that I heard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't walk up to these people and say, tell me the story.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, obviously, people might just want to run to you and naturally gossip because you have... It's not really gossip if it's true, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I mean...
But spread the word low-key, and I'm not asking you to tell anything, obviously, but, like... You're the one of the sources of information, so going and sharing it with you kind of seemed natural.
Well, I think that was it. I mean, because they called me over by saying, hey, journalist, come over here. And
right,
I thought that was interesting. That was nice. But once I went over, I mean, this is the conversation that was had in a group of people, so it didn't all come from one person. But, you know,
so it's well-known enough that it's amongst a group of people. It wasn't like you're having this covert conversation while you're smoking out back or anything.
Yes, yes. But it does highlight a lot of what happened in the past few months, because it's very interesting the conversations that were going on that nobody ever mentioned. And nobody ever... And, you know, you like I said, at some point you have to stay off the record. You have, because, obviously, this has been something some people can't do. I know these were off-the-record conversations, but I certainly mm-hmm. know that it explains a lot, and I know that these people who were telling me the stories are very reliable sources, so I assume...
Will it influence how people vote? Do enough people know about it that it will influence how people vote?
Oh, I would think so. I would think it's not isolated behavior.
Hmm.
I would think so. I would think so.
Well, I guess we find out in May. But hey, early voting starts next week.
There you go.
To make sure they're registered to vote. You got to do that by Monday. You can do that at the Ohio Secretary of State's website, and I believe you can request an absentee ballot there as well.
And we'll have primary coverage that night here on this station.
Olay.
There we go. Cinco de Mayo.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. 48 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz. We just ran our coverage from the No Kings protest this past Saturday in Marion. There are interesting events. Like I say, you can interview a group of people in their 20s. And somebody in their 80s. So that's pretty good. And by the way, Mary out there this morning, I do want to get this in before we go to our next call here. Mary is saying, why does the audience think that nobody tells Trump no? So there's a question. All right, go ahead, caller.
I think because we believe our eyes and ears would be my answer to that question. But I guess, you know, one thing is that you asked me earlier about the Donald Trump and his name on the money. I think it's very indicative of the scripture that says, for the love of money is the root of all evils. You know, I mean, the only thing that has increased in this whole economy and for the good in the United States since this man took office this time has been the stock market. So rich people are getting richer, and you know, the average Joe is losing his ass. So, I mean, there that is. I want to say, again, you know, I'm an independent. I lean very liberal. Was born and raised a Democrat. I am wholeheartedly behind Jason Schauber for county commissioner. If anybody needs a ride up to the Board of Elections office to register, to get things taken care of, to get involved, you know, hit me up. And if I can't do it at the moment, I'll figure out a way to get you up there and get things done.
It's very interesting as time goes along how this is all shaking out, I think.
I agree. And I would go back to the people of Marion. How many of you out there have been taken to the cleaners by some flashy contractor in this town with a flashy wrapped truck and this, that, and the other, And I'm just telling you, I'm not against young entrepreneurs and people coming in, but, you know, unless you were raised Amish, I would say, you can't be 20 years old, 25 years old, and have the level of experience that you need to get into some of these building projects. And, you know, I would say, how many of you out there have been taken by that? You know, so you can get people like Christy Neff or Donald Trump or whoever who want to put flashy signs out and this and that. Do you want flash? Do you want bling? Or do you want to get stuff done? You know, Jason Schauber is a worker. He's a worker bee. He's not afraid to buck the system. He's not afraid to ask the hard questions. And that's what we need. It's not about being for, you know, in the society we live in today, if anybody asks any question, then you're automatically put in that category where you must be against it. No, I'm just trying to gain understanding that I see, if I see in your body language that you know, confronts you and that worries you, that worries me even more. The people just want the truth. The people aren't looking for perfection. The people just want the truth. They don't want to be looked at and lied to, whether it's something little or something big. I'm real big. I was involved with Marion Matters, used to go into the prisons, and I'm very, I don't do anonymous. And I'm about history. And I put my good deeds and bad deeds and successes and losses out there. I know some people get their records sealed, and I think that's a mistake, especially in a small town, because people already know. So it's very disingenuous. You know, you're hiding something. You're saying you want to be in public office and you want to be a public servant, but you and which is everything is open to the public and public records requests and all that kind of stuff. So why are you hiding from the public? That in and of itself says you're shady. So, you know, like the old saying goes, if it looks like shit, smells like shit, must be dog shit. If it looks shady, sounds shady, trust your eyes. Trust the eyes and ears that God gave you. They're eyes and ears of discernment. And trust them. If it looks and sounds shady, it's probably shady.
Well, could be. You might absolutely be right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 53 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Now, we're just getting a story in here. Now, let me try to get back to this story here. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It looks as if we're getting I think this has to do with the pool here. Let's see if we can pull this up quickly here as we run out of time today. Due to current financial situations for the City of Marion, the City has been in the process of reviewing the information provided by the State Auditor's Office, which includes negative fund balances, and have begun to make necessary adjustments within those funds. Fare prices for Marion Area Transit have not been adjusted since Lincoln Park Aquatic Center. Stay with me, caller. Lincoln Park Aquatic Center has not been adjusted since at least 2015. Prices must be adjusted to help offset operational costs that have occurred. Therefore, the City of Marion is releasing the following rise increase information for Lincoln Park Aquatic Center for the 2026 effective immediately. For 2026, okay. Family up to six members. Through April the 30th will be $230. May the 1st, $315. Let's see. And that begins May the 1st, $315. Additional members, max two additional, 25 each, going up to 28 each. Family of two, $158 to $175. Adult single member, $108 to $120. Youth single member, $77 to $85. Senior member, 65 to 72. Water walker, 47 to 52. Adult daily admission, $9. Youth, $6. Senior, $5. Military, $5. Water walker only, $5. Toddler, 3 and under, $3. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Gee, well, they're going to charge extra to pee in the pool?
I don't know. So what's new at the zoo?
The gorillas are really, I think we're going to have a bunch of pregnant gorillas. These guys have been going at it like rabbits.
Have they? Well, we got 5 minutes left. What's on your mind?
Does no kings mean, does that rule out any chance at all of a queen?
Well, I don't know. You never know.
Well, if we can have a queen, I vote we exhume Freddie Mercury.
Well, there you go.
You know, it's interesting with the park, the aquatic center. You know, there's no provision on a hot night like what we experienced this past summer to open the park up and keep it open till 9, 10 o'clock. Just think of the revenue you could generate. And I'm sure people would be willing to spend maybe, what's the day cost to go there?
Let me go back and find it.
Was it $9, $10?
Something like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure people would fork out $10 just to be able to be in nice, cool water for a few hours, you know?
Well, the price is
I can't understand why the city hasn't even considered this for all the years that the Aquatic Center has been there.
Well, got me. I don't know. You have to call and ask them.
Well, we it just boils down to the not ready for prime time politicians. They can't see beyond the end of their nose.
All right.
Do it better tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. All right. Again, phone lines are open. We've got about 3 minutes left in the broadcast. If you'd like to get in, feel free. 740-383-9944. We've got a little bit of time, but the aquatic rate... So, if there was any doubt that the Aquatic Center is going to open this summer, we now know that it will just have increased rates. So, there you go. Now, this also does say fare prices for Marin Area trains that have not been adjusted. Fare prices for Marin Area Transit have not been adjusted since the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center opened. I'm not sure I understand that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Answer me a question.
Yes.
How many presidents of the United States served in the armed forces?
Quite a few.
During conflict time.
I know George Bush Sr. did. I know that, obviously, Eisenhower did. I believe Roosevelt was in the... Both of the Roosevelts were in the armed forces. A few.
That's very few, counting how many people's there. I think it should be mandatory that if you're going to run for public office, especially in that level, that you should have to have served in the armed forces. And I'm not talking being a pencil pusher.
Well, what do you make of what was... I thought it was very interesting down at the No Kings protest that you had those girls 20 years old from Ohio Wesleyan, and you had people in their 80s down there.
That's right. But does anybody take into consideration that poor guy that's out there dragging a pistol around or dead bodies or bagging up dead bodies or any of that? Did any of the Trump family for generations, has any of them ever served in active duty?
I'm not sure. None that I'm aware of, but who knows?
Okay. So how can they stand up there and say what, you know, this, that. Why do we mess in other people's countries? I just don't understand. Well, we can't even take care of our own.
It's different. It's different. I wouldn't.
You know what it is? A whole lot of it is computer. A whole lot of it, people sit in the computer and they're just lazy. They are just lazy. And I go, and as far as Trump goes, you ask how many people voted for him last time and how many people would vote for him again. But all I can say is, if they never served in active duty, now I'm not talking about walking around with badges, they have no right to make a comment about the wars and so forth. And that would start with the top guy up there at the top. There wasn't a one of them, probably in his whole family, that ever served in the service. And how many people is sitting here bitching about this, that, and the other, that any of their immediate family served in active duty?
It's,
so I don't like, and how many of the people it's bitching ever went and voted?
It's an interesting point. Well, we'll have to talk more about this tomorrow. It'll be something worth talking about.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to make it to council tonight or not because I'm about half scared.
Oh, no council tonight. Fifth Monday of the month, no council.
Oh, boy, I'm glad I didn't do my hair and stuff.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
You can lay back tonight and we'll just have the conversation tomorrow.
Hey, have a good one,
Thank
Scott.
You. Bye-bye.
But I am a firm believer if you never served in the service, you cannot take... do a public office at that level.
Oh, I certainly appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, for this Monday, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Award.